This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The Tokyo Olympics will formally get underway Friday evening after a one-year pandemic delay. The scaled-back opening ceremony in Tokyo's Olympic Stadium will just have about 900 dignitaries and other officials because of COVID-19 precautions. The Japanese public is broadly opposed to holding the games that will be taking place, fearing they will worsen Japan's already deteriorating pandemic situation. Tokyo on Thursday reporting nearly 2,000 new COVID-19 infections, a six-month high for a city that is already under a state of emergency. In the capital, public viewing areas have been canceled. Bars have been asked not to serve alcohol. So far, 87 people associated with the Olympics have tested positive for the virus. That includes several athletes whose Olympic dreams were cut short. Still, organizers have played down fears of a cluster infection breaking out in the Olympic Village. Mourners will pay final respects to Haiti President Jovenel Moise later today at a private funeral as authorities continue to investigate the July 7th attack at the president's home outside Port-au-Prince, in which he was shot several times. His wife was also seriously wounded. Haiti has been under a heightened security since Moise's assassination. Haiti's police chief, Leon Charles, said 26 suspects have been arrested so far, including 3 police officers and 18 former Colombian soldiers. Another 7 high-ranking police officials have been detained, but not formally arrested as authorities investigate why no one in the president's security detail was injured that night. For details on more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is